In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, April the 14th today. Good to have you along, as it always is. This is going to sound like I'm making it up, but I'm really not. The economic policy of the United States today, on a whole bunch of really significant levels, is substantively different than the economic policy of the United States was on those levels on Monday. We are going to make some sense of what's going on here and maybe why it's going on in the next 5 minutes of live radio. To do that, we've got Catherine Rampell here from The Washington Post, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine as well. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so let's run down the changes because I'm sure most people have heard of them, right? China is now not a currency manipulator, the president said this week. The Export-Import Bank is actually a good thing for the American economy. Janet Yellen, who the president accused of playing politics with interest rates, is now not so bad and might even keep her job. Catherine, why is this happening this week?
Well, I don't know why this week is different from all other weeks.
Very good.
Right,
very good.
So some people out there will get that.
Yes. I
would say, though, that on some of these changes, they are for the good. I've never quite understood this derision for politicians who, quote unquote, flip-flop if the flop is the correct answer. Right. I mean, like, so something like labeling China a currency manipulator. This has been a favorite talking point of Trump, of Democrats, of many Republicans as well for a while, except it's a completely outdated talking point. China, if anything, has been pushing up the value of its currency, not down more recently. So great if Trump recognizes that they're not doing the thing that he accused them, mistakenly accused them of doing before.
Do you think, Lee, that he is now getting actually accurate economic advice and counsel?
Well, it sounds like he's getting better advice. I mean, don't forget, you know, on the campaign, he just loves rabble-rousing, and that's what his campaign was built on. So a lot of these provocative statements are what won him so many, you know, what won him the election, this disruptor. Yeah. And now he's obviously getting educated, and as it turns out, is one of his favorite phrases, turns out healthcare is complicated, turns out the Export-Importing Bank actually makes money. Turns out, you know, it's like the turns out president. It's just, you know, but I do think it means, you know, the former jargon for this was, though, my thinking has evolved.
Right,
you know, everybody's thinking evolved on gay marriage. But this is different. I think this is getting educated and finding the facts.
Right. He's actually learned something.
Yes.
Well, so,
which I would applaud.
We got to take our gains when we can. Yeah. But it brings up a troubling question to have to ask about the president of the United States on economic policy. And I'll give it to you, Catherine, first, and you can duck if you want to. But here it is. Did he simply not know what he was talking about during the campaign?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, no ducking.
That's an easy question.
No ducking.
I think, well, look, I'm an opinion columnist. I'm allowed to have opinions.
That's right.
But I think that in this case, I may be entitled to my own opinions, but we all share the same facts, which is that Trump said a lot of things that were completely at odds with reality during the campaign, but they made nice slogans, you know, whether it was about being tough on China or draining the swamp or whatever, the swamp being something different from apparently what the rest of us thought it was.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that he said that were just not very well informed. And, he's no expert on all of the world's issues today, but I'm glad that he's learning some things. I hope that he's getting good advice on economic issues and otherwise so that he can continue to make more informed decisions than the kinds of positions that he espoused during the campaign.
So, Lee, go ahead.
No, I mean, this is the first president ever elected without political or military experience. And this is, you know, there's a lot you have to know. And so, you know, he needed Dennis Muhlenberg, the CEO of Boeing, to explain to him what the Export-Import Bank is and what it does. I mean, I think, you know, I think we're witnessing this education process as it's happening.
So that's the question, right? Because, you know, Obama and presidents before him have had these CEO councils and they've had advisory boards and meetings at the White House and yada, yada. And everybody looks at them and goes, yeah, nothing happens. These gatherings actually of CEOs, I mean, Mary Barr's been to the White House a zillion times and of GM and Elon Musk and bunches of people. He's actually getting advice and learning stuff from these things.
That's very true. You can have an impression. You can actually go in there and make an impression because there is it's like a, I don't want to say blank canvas, but
I like to think of him as being somewhat ideologically porous, that he tends to absorb the last piece of advice he seems to have gotten. And while, you know, it's great that on some of these issues, these CEOs are advising him and educating him in ways that maybe let him learn things that he did not know were the case in the past, whether it's about the Export-Import Bank or,
right.
or currency rates or whatever. I mean, you do have to worry, though, that these are outside advisors who come with an agenda, who mm-hmm. have their own interests at stake. And it would be nice if there were people inside the White House who right. were just as well-read, just as well-informed on the issues, but didn't have as much of a dog in the fight. And that's what I'm worried about, that I'm glad that he's learning from smart people, successful people, but if he doesn't have the kind of base of knowledge to be able to identify when they're just giving him good advice and when they're giving him advice that helps their own company,
right.
That's troubling.
Catherine Rampell is at The Washington Post. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
Thank you.